Hachette Audio presents The Wisdom of Crowds, written by Joe Abercrombie, read by Stephen Pacey. Book 3 of the Age of Madness trilogy. Part 7. The great are only great because we are on our knees. Let us rise up. Elise Lustelo. Like a King. You know something, Tunny? The corporal's lightly bloodshot eyes slid towards Orso. Your Majesty, I must confess to feeling rather pleased with myself. The steadfast standard rippled on the breeze, its white horse rampant and its golden sun aglitter, the name of Stauffenbeck already stitched among the famous victories it had witnessed. How many high kings had ridden triumphant beneath that gleaming scrap of cloth? And now, despite being outnumbered, derided, and widely written off, Orso had joined their ranks. The man the pamphlets once dubbed the Prince of Prostitutes had emerged, like a splendid butterfly from a putrid chrysalis, as the new Casimir. Life takes strange turns, all right, the lives of kings especially.
You damn well should feel pleased with yourself, Your Majesty,
frothed Lord Marshal Ruxted, and few men knew more about feeling pleased with themselves than he. You outthought your enemies off the battlefield, outfought 'em on it, and took the worst traitor of the lot prisoner. And he stole a self-satisfied glance over his shoulder. Leo Danbrock, that hero who a few days ago had seemed too big a man for the world to hold, was now contained in a miserable wagon with barred windows, bumping along in Orso's wake. But then there was less of him to contain than there used to be. His ruined leg had been buried on the battlefield alongside his ruined reputation.
"You won, Your Majesty,"
piped up Bremer Dan Gorst, then snapped his mouth shut, frowning off towards the approaching towers and chimneys of Adua.
"I did, didn't I?"
An unforced smile was creeping across Orso's face all by itself. He could hardly remember the last time that happened.
The young lion beaten bloody by the young lamb.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?